Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and your financial advocate. Hey, I'm here to tell you today that I'm excited for our show, excited and so thankful, especially during this Thanksgiving time of year. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving ahead of time, and just want to be able to say thank you so much for being part of my show. Thank you for making it bigger and better, asking great questions, allowing me to give you great content, allowing me to serve you, allowing me to be here for you. It's such a privilege and honor to know that you would take your time every day to be a part of this, and so thank you so much. And just remind you, hey, there's always more. I mean, if you run a podcast, there's always some blogs I've done before in the past, although I don't write them as much anymore. I've got events. I've got all kinds of ways that I can keep serving you. So, you know, again, let me know if you've got questions for me, chris@moneyripples.com. Shoot me an email, and I'm more than willing to be able to serve you and help answer questions. So today I want to talk about, because this time of year always brings up the best in people, doesn't it? I mean, the holiday season brings out the best and the worst. You know, the best because, you know, that time of year where you start to be really grateful this time of year, you know, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. There's also Christmas, and people tend to have that magic. There's that kind of special feeling in the air where people are a little bit nicer typically. Now, there's also the madness that goes with it. There's also family. There's things like that. And I know a lot with that, especially during the holiday season, the most stressful thing is not so much even the shopping as is the people that are in your life, the family, the people that come over, the people that don't understand what you're doing. And if you're listening to the show, you're probably a little bit odd anyways. You know, you're probably either an entrepreneur, someone who's doing things differently that likes to go against the grain, or you're even someone who's maybe is like an investor and you already go against the grain. And you see other people, they're doing the average thing. They're putting their money in 401ks and IRAs, and they're doing all that normal stuff. But then, you know, if they take a peek into your life, then they think you're crazy, right? And I'm here to tell you, I'm right there with you, and I love it. And I want to talk to you about how to deal with naysayers particularly. And this is inspired by a few things. One was by an email that someone had sent me through my website, a little bit anonymously, but I'm going to read it for you guys. I'm going to be very vulnerable in how I read this and share this with you. And then another one is actually regarding a video that I saw on, it came from social media. It was on Goldcast, and Selma Hayek had actually done a little video. They did a clip of Selma Hayek talking about basically people in her life that are like naysayers. And I love what she said, and this is going to kind of kick this conversation off today. But she had said, she said, you know, if people, you know, if you make mistakes, if you people point out that you made mistakes, you know what you tell them? You say, so what? So what? Today is today, but tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's a new opportunity. She said, so what if I screwed up? That's okay. She's like, in fact, it's my mistake, not yours. So I'll deal with it. You deal with your own stuff. And I love her attitude that she had because it reminded me of the email that I got a few weeks ago. And I've actually been debating about whether or not to share this with you or not because, you know, they were attacking me pretty harshly. And I'll tell you, like in the last couple of years, especially last year and a half or so, I've really learned to develop some thicker skin, and I really learned to stand in greater power and be at confidence and at peace with who I am. And again, doing what's right, you know, going by the dictates of your own conscience. And I really truly believe that you should be doing that, that you should be doing what you know is right. And so I think it's interesting that she comes up, this person comes up with their thing here. So I'm going to read this email to you right now. So this one came from, it's an email that wasn't even a true email. I went and Googled this. I searched on social media. I looked through my email list. Nowhere could I find this email address. And I'm not going to share it with you because there's no reason to. But I appreciated this. And it's interesting because it was sent through my website. So it was, the title was featured on CNN Money. So I thought, oh, okay, cool. I was thinking it was actually a journalist or somebody in the media that either written a piece or they were asking a question about it. And so But when I opened it, to my shock, it wasn't that at all. And in fact, it was an anonymous email from someone with a fake email address, or at least a created one that they use, but it's not publicly used. And here's what they said. So this is fun. They say, "Hi, Chris. I think it's disingenuous to claim that you were featured on CNN Money when that article talks about your foreclosure. It also go against your claim that you retired at 28, which any clear-minded person knows is a lie. Sometimes it's easy to try to take a shortcut to building wealth with schemes, etc. I cringe when I watch the videos you have of good, honest people being swindled by your cash flow management tips. And your poor wife trying to raise all these kids with her husband being a snake oil salesman," referring to my ex-wife, that is. "You know deep down that it's all bogus. So please, for the sake of your own ethics, give it up and get an honest job. Your integrity isn't worth the BS." And then when they signed off, they didn't sign with a name. They said, you know, signed off someone that worked with you in the past. Now, I love this. I love how they say get a job. Like sometimes people will tell me, they're like, "Yeah, I have family tell me I should go get a job. I wonder if I should." Well, guess what? Even though I make six figures in my business, I still get told by certain people I should give up my business and get a job. I mean, if that's not humorous, I mean, I've been in business for now almost 15 years and they're still saying that. So anyways, that was their thing. And then they put in some links of like the CNN Money or whatever. Don't know why they put those in, but they just did some Google search and copied and pasted. Kind of weird. All right, here's my reply. So to this, you know, whoever this person is, disingenuous? Using a fake email to hide your identity isn't disingenuous? Deep down, I'm totally at peace with everything I say. I was able to retire at 28, came out of retirement 6 months later to teach what I learned. Got severely impacted by the Great Recession when people couldn't afford to pay me anymore. Foreclosed on our home. Learned lots of lessons to get our money in order, despite a $1 million plus debt hole. Paid the bulk of that back selling off assets, working my tail off, cutting back unnecessary expenses, etc. All of this I tell people in interviews and I write about it. Since 2010, I've tracked my clients' progress. Based on recommendations, the average one finds nearly $34,000 per year in savings or earned income. That doesn't include people that have taken my advice but not worked with me personally. I've got lots of people that have shared that with me. I also pay my ex exactly the child support and alimony she asked for in mediation. I know you haven't worked with me or really know me. Otherwise, you would know this. Thank you for reminding me that, despite the hardships I've gone through, I have a very real, significant story that has served a lot of people in very real ways. So that's how I signed off. Just so you know, there was no reply to that email. Here's the thing, is that there's going to be people, no matter what stage of life that you're in, no matter where you are, there are going to be people that don't agree with you. There will be people that will hate on you. There will be people that for whatever reason, will believe false things about you. All kinds of things. And you know what? It's not our job to change that. Now, this is coming from a guy. Now, the reason why I'm passionate about this particularly is because before, I would have told you probably like 2 years ago, this would have drastically affected me. Because even 2 years ago, I mean, I was very much someone who wanted to just give you whatever you wanted. You know, I want to be the person that just tried to please you. You know, it's like, hey, you want to learn about this? Great. I'll teach you about that. You want to learn about this? I'll teach you about that. Now, I still do that. I do request, but I also do it now what I feel right to do. What feels like, based on my gut feeling, is the right thing to do and the right thing to teach. And so even like this one, I felt like now is the time, especially with politics and upheaval. I had to wait till after that was over because I knew there was too much emotion going on, too much negativity. So I waited for that to die down before I published this show. But all of this, I mean, all of this has got to be about, you know, what you do and not based on what other people tell you to do. And that's one thing that I think is so important to remember, is that the path that you choose is your path. And it doesn't have to look like my path or anybody else's path. It doesn't have to look like a mentor or whoever you might have hired, or a coach. If you've hired someone like that, it doesn't have to be their path. I even tell my own clients, I'm like, listen, you know, if your gut tells you not to take my advice, then don't do it. Now, granted, most of the advice I try to give makes sense. But every once in a while, you might have something come up that you just don't feel right about it. And maybe there's some weird life emergency that happens afterwards and you're so glad you listened to your intuition there, that you started listening to what felt right to you. But, you know, when people try to do this kind of stuff, especially when they attack, and I love when people like try to throw in little things. Most time when people try to attack you, they're half truths, and that can affect you the most. You know, for example, feature on CNN Money, it talks about your foreclosure. You know, when she mentioned that, or I presume it's a she, it could be a he, who knows, but it, I kind of picture it as more of a she, based on the emotion that was behind this article. This is like similar ones that I've gotten from other people that have sent me Facebook messages from time to time, especially around the time that I got divorced. And, you know, talking about like being featured on CNN. Yeah, they talked about my foreclosure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like that was part of my story. That's a big part of my story. That's where I learned a lot of my lessons was from the crap I went through. And that's why many of you actually like what I teach, because you know I'm not coming from a place of judgment, but I'm coming from a place of being where some of you have been or currently are, you know, or a place that you've never hoped to be, which is awesome. That's perfect. You know, I learned a lot of tools and got very resourceful because of that, you know. And they're like, yeah, it goes against the claim about you retiring at 28, which any clear-minded person knows a lie. No, I was actually able to retire by June of 2006. July of 06, I really realized, wait, I could actually quit my job as a stock coach, doing what I was doing for just a few hours a week, you know? So I love how they talk about like shortcuts of building wealth, of schemes, et cetera. Listen, if somebody, here's the thing is like somebody, whatever they believe and they see and perceive says very little about you and more about them. It talks more about what's going on in their heads. Many people that try to tell me, whether it's about me personally or about somebody else that has money or wealth, for example, will talk about like they've done through schemes, evil schemes, or done it through lying, cheating, or stealing, or whatever it might be. Those are the people you should be watching out for. Those are the people that most likely they believe that the only way to wealth is by doing those things. So if, especially if there's someone that is in business or even if they have a job, be careful. These are probably the people that will lie, cheat, or steal. That's what you got to worry about, because they feel like if they got to get ahead, they got to do those things. They forget that principles govern the universe. They govern our lives. That principles, if you really want to create wealth that lasts, you got to actually be someone who's serving people. That's about helping and creating value, not by screwing people over. You know, I love how she's talking about the people being swindled by my cash flow management tips. I'm not even sure how people can be swindled by learning cash flow tips. I don't know. You've probably heard them. If you've gone back far enough or gone to some of the first episodes, there they are. I've actually taught those tips over and over and over. And people, like I said, have saved much money, you know. And I love that, you know, talking about being a snake oil salesman and everything else. This is how I know somebody didn't work with me. Because if they have worked with me, they would know, like, no, it works. Even the people that might have been frustrated with their process, still they were like, yeah, like I need to implement some things that I didn't. I mean, that's what they're going to admit. Like, it's so ridiculous what's here. And so I think it's important to say that, hey, even I get this crap from time to time, and I'm sure you do too. If you have people that come to you, maybe it's during the holidays or whatever it is, maybe they think you're crazy, here's a few things you can do to help with that. Number one, here's some ways I've responded with people when they've done this. And by the way, this has happened to me throughout my entire time of doing the path I've been on, especially as I became an entrepreneur. If they start naysaying you, just smile and then go about doing it quietly. Here's the thing. I learned this, actually, if you've ever read anything from Napoleon Hill, like Think and Grow Rich, Master Key to Riches, books like that, he very rarely shares anything with the typical public of what his goals are or what his objectives are, what he's going to accomplish. He shares with very few people that are in his mastermind, people of the same kind of caliber. Don't go casting your pearls before swine. Don't go saying your goals to people, you know, just for the sake of saying goals and because you're excited. Say it to the right people, because there's going to be people who are going to poo-poo all over your dreams. They're going to try to poo-poo all over yourself and give you advice that don't need it. I mean, I remember I had a family member, you know, kind of like if someone I married into in that family, that he was trying to counsel me on money. He's like, hey, you know, I actually took an economics class my freshman year of college, and I got an A in that class. So I kind of know that my 401k is pretty awesome. And I did what number two is. The next thing I'm going to do is ask questions. And I remember he said that. He's like, yeah, 401k is awesome. Plus, you can't beat that match. And I was like, well, here, and he's thinking he's getting 12%. I was like, well, here's the thing, buddy. Sorry, but 401ks never get 12%, and you'll never be able to retire with a 401k. Sorry. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, it just doesn't work. You can never save enough to make enough. You know, it just, those things have been proven not to work. He's like, well, what's the option then? I was like, there's plenty of options out there. And I just kind of smiled, and he's like what? And I was like, hey, if something you thought was true and really wasn't, when would you want to know about it? That was my question I gave to him. And I just walked away. Because the thing, he's like, what could be better than 401k? You know, that's like, I don't know. If something you thought was true really wasn't, when would you want to know about it? Because that's the thing, is like, you know, sometimes people aren't even in the place where they want to know. So don't try to correct them. Don't try to tell them to do it. That's why one option is either smile and just go about doing your thing and accomplishing things that you want. I'll tell you, I had a lot of in-laws and family members that had no clue what I did for a profession. They thought, they knew I did something with money, but they didn't even know what that was. And I didn't bother telling them. I didn't even take the time. I was like, you know what? If they really care, if they really want to know and they're curious, they'll ask. And they never did. That's the funny thing. People just assume they knew what I did. And a lot of times it came back to me. I'm like, wow, that's not even close. Or it was like something I did 10 years ago. They thought I was still a financial advisor teaching the same stuff. No, not at all. And so if people come up with stuff, or maybe they even try to come up with advice and saying like, well, I think it's like this. Like, oh, really? Why do you say that? You know, what makes you say that? What gives you that? I mean, you want to go by your gut on this sometimes, or go by your intuition of what works best. Because, you know, sometimes it's not even worth engaging in a conversation. But every once in a while, you know, I've had people where they've asked things. I remember I had another family member where, we went out to lunch and he said, you know, Chris, this sounds great, but I don't know if I buy it because I think people make way too much money. You know, I don't think people should be making that much money. It should be going to the poor. It should be going elsewhere. And he's like, let me tell you an example. And he told me an example of a guy that was in Salt Lake City, you know, a well-renowned guy. He's like, I won't even tell you the name, but people would know him. And he makes about $300,000 a year with his real estate investing, his investments there in Salt Lake City, you know, renting out the homes and stuff out there. And I said, okay, and? Well, he doesn't even make that much money. Why not? Because it's just not right somebody makes that much money. Okay. I said, well, is he doing something wrong? Is he doing something unethical? No. Is he stealing? No. Is he holding them at gunpoint, making them rent from him, the people that are renting from him? No. So what says that he's not doing a great service and he's making money off it? What's wrong with that? Well, he just doesn't need that much money. And then I told him, I said, listen, you just told me you made over $100,000 a year at your job and you don't even need that much. So if that's true, why don't you go to your boss and ask them to give you a pay decrease? And I remember like he just had this small little smile, this little smirk creep up on his face. Here's the thing, people, like so many times people can be stumped just by one, either focusing on principles and attacking the principles. People that ask me like, well, how do I see this financial advisor? I'm like, well, first, you don't have to say anything. You don't even have to justify yourself. Secondly, if any advisor tries to throw out their smarts, just bring up real principles, bring up things that are timeless truths. You know, like that's when, you know, I start asking things like, well, wait, high risk creates high return. So a higher chance of losing means I get a more chance of winning. Doesn't that mean I would lose more? That doesn't make sense. You know, like you would start to bring common sense into it. Most people can be confounded. They can be stumped. And so that's where questions are good. Big. That stumped him. He actually became one of my first clients even before I retired. Like when I was just teaching people just from my home, he was one of the first people that said, okay, I'm willing to listen. He did not ask for the pay decrease, by the way. And so that's the thing is that, you know, true principles work. Sometimes asking questions, especially when there's like these double standards. I mean, we've seen it tons, especially with the politics and everything. You know, people saying like, hey, these people are bigots, but then they become a bigot themselves. You know, like that kind of stuff. Like that stuff, shoot down. And that's where the number three comes in. This is where you can just possibly just be at peace. So if someone actually does this, and if you feel prompted to actually really respond, even though I would say majority of the time I don't respond, I don't even care. I just ask a little questions and I just smile and walk away. There's times that I want to stand up just like I did with that email. First thing you do is be at peace with it. Be at peace with yourself. And you know what? And it's okay if you've ever had doubts. Like I'll tell you, it's even this, a couple years ago, I was having doubts about myself. I'm like, well, am I just really full of it? Like, am I really helping anybody? And see, that had nothing to do with what I was actually doing. That was just my own self-doubts. That was stuff that I've been carrying since childhood. You know, my own stuff, my own baggage. You know, it's like, wait, am I doing anything? And I've had people that have been, you know, good friends that have been very influential coaches in people's lives, very popular people doing great work that had doubted because they had two people. You know, I remember one person in particular, she had two people that actually did not like her coaching. Two people out of hundreds. And those two people stuck with her. And I've known other people, they're like, am I a charlatan? Am I a fraud? I feel like I'm a fake sometimes. Listen, everybody goes through that. I mean, everybody wonders like if things are really that way. There's entrepreneurs that even if they aren't teachers necessarily, they just go and do a job or a service. I've had those entrepreneurs say, I feel really bad because people think I'm more successful than I really am. Okay, well, that's fine. Great. that's okay because that's more you than it is them. You know, it's like, the crazy thing is like when you see I see those people and I'll tell you lately, I've had people that, you know, the most successful people that I work with lately, they just don't care. They still have their doubts too, though. Just so you know, they have their own baggage, their own dirt, you know, their own stuff. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh man, maybe I teach things too simply. I mean, I just had a guy last week and I laughed when he was telling me, not because I was disrespecting him. In fact, I respect his opinion very much. He's like, Chris, like first he was a surgeon and he said, Chris, listen, like, what you just said to me, what you just taught me, I taught him about some interest type things like compound interest, but a different spin on it, of how you can bank your life insurance and do some cool things with it. And he's an investor and he's made millions of dollars. He's like, Chris, like I'm a surgeon and what you said seems too smart for me. He's like, but I'll tell you, I'll give you another piece of feedback, Chris. I went to your website. You didn't seem that smart. So he went and trashed my website and I laughed because I agreed with him. I'm like, you know, you're absolutely right. By the way, I do have that whole design redone. Like I have a design done. I just got to do it. You know, I was just prioritizing other things first, but yeah, I appreciate that feedback. I need it. And so that fan of feedback, yeah, he was kind of trash on my site. He's like, I hope you don't mind. I'm like, not at all. Now he was more worried about it, I think, because he has, you know, sometimes people do worry about that stuff, but I wasn't. Like, I was like, I love the feedback. Thank you. I know it needs to be redone. And, but the thing is, I hadn't stopped him completely. And the thing is, like, it was what I said, the interviews I did and the things I was taught, that is what attracted him to work with me that way. So I'll tell you, people, like, you know, we all have our naysayers. We all got this kind of stuff. The thing is do you know deep in your heart, just like I said, when I said deep down, I know what I'm doing helps people. Do you know what you're doing is of value? Do you truly know? And ask yourself that. Don't think about it necessarily, but just feel it. Like feel what's right. Go with what's right. Don't worry about other people's say. Do it your way and do it the way that you know works. Now, if you are someone that maybe you're out of integrity and maybe you're doing things that is lying or cheating in some way, well, then fix it. Stop it. Like that's just not worth it. People do not last in business doing that kind of stuff. But if you're the type of person, like I imagine most of you are, because I don't really attract people that aren't in integrity so much. I get people that are real people. And I love that you guys reach out to me when you do, because I get the coolest people ever that come to me. But I'll tell you, like, if you're the type of person that you are sincere, you are trying to help people, you're about service and making a difference, then do it. And don't let anybody hold you back. Don't let people stop you from that. I mean, imagine how much of a loss so many hundreds, if not thousands and tens of thousands of people would have if they hadn't had those quote unquote cash flow management tips that they were talking about. If they didn't have that, how many millions of dollars would have been lost had they not actually learned the stuff that I taught? Because I decided that I should take their advice and go get a job and make less money than I'm making now. And that's bull crap. So don't go with that. Don't believe that kind of stuff. Do what you know is right. And you know what? If those naysayers are there, just love them. Be, you know, be at peace, smile. And even if it's just tell yourself, hey, I'm doing good work, that's what matters. Everybody have a great, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.